John, what is your thinking this morning on how to handle a question regarding your subpoena before the civil suit? Common calls, sir.
For the president? I'll say, first of all, I'm informed that Mr. Dean has never been served.
You have not, you have not been served yet.
And all we have is press speculation, or just all we have is a press statement.
Right.
What's going to happen.
So what if you are served, John?
If I am served, we'll have to find out why they're, Mr. Dean doesn't know why they're calling him, doesn't know the relevancy of his testimony, what capacity they're calling him in.
No, but John, that even if you don't know why they're serving, let's just suppose they do serve you. Constitutional standpoint.
Well, if it's serving me for something that's unrelated to my capacity as counsel of the president, and that's what really the judgment will be, if you can separate my hats.
In other words, if you're called to testify in an area unrelated to your capacity as counsel to the president, then you would have to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But if you were called testify on a matter related to your capacity as counsel, then you would, under separation of power, not go.
That's correct.
Then there would be a test on that, I suppose.
That is correct.
Court takes a test on that.
That's right.
Okay, but have not been served and have no idea.
I've not been served, and I think that's the way to leave it right now. I don't think the president ought to get into it until we get well postured on which position it falls in.
Right.
To say that, gentlemen, I understand from Mr. Dean, he has not been served. Just not that right. What if is it? Well, gentlemen, he hasn't been served. He doesn't know what he's going to be served about. He doesn't know the nature, privy to the reasons they're calling him, even.
Didn't they say in their press release what you were being?
No. And I've been unable to find out why they want me.
So you don't know why they
want me? I don't.
Now, did you check to see if any assistant to a congressman or senator, administrative assistant, or anyone has ever been called to appear before a court?
Yeah.
Who and what?
The aides to
the Dodd.
Aides and Brewster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would stay out of that analogy to the legislative reason. And Mollenhoff would just come in with 10 feet. Deep on that. He's really hot on that one, using that analogy.
Haven't the members of the White House staff given depositions in civil suits?
Yes, they have.
How do we distinguish?
Well, they didn't go into the questions that were asked. Mr. Coleman did not relate in any way to his official functions that were, as my understanding.
Not relate to official functions.
Mm-hmm.
John?
I know it's tough. We got a tough situation with Colson having given that deposition. He wanted to.
Now tell me, what is Mollenhoff? What's his analogy?
Well, in your office?
No, I'm here.
Mollenhoff's not like the use of the analogy that congressional aides are immune from any investigative by the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a half a point, and he's so adamant it's not worth getting into the argument with him in a press conference.
Right. He understands that.
Yeah. Now, on the exception of Colson, in a civil suit, there's a tremendous difference between judicial executive privilege and legislative executive privilege, which there is. Different case law, there are different precedents, and the whole thing. Mr. Colson wanted to appear in this deposition. It was very early in the political fray, and no one objected to him appearing.
Point is, it did not relate to his function, in Colson's case, did not relate to his function here at the White House, right?
That's correct.
Did it relate to him?
Well, they asked him questions about Howard Hunt, and he tried to establish that Howard Hunt had never worked for him.
Mm-hmm. relate to their House function?
The question is how will they draw the line when they get if they get a Chuck Colson up there? Sure, they wouldn't stop with those two or three questions. In his deposition, his counsel interposed and didn't let him answer those questions.
So he responded only to information relating to Hunt.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apparently, Sam Irwin was going to give a speech this morning that they were heralding as a major statement on executive privilege, but I just got a notice back that he is not giving it. So just to wipe out.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing, just cancel it.
Okay, good.
Okay.